Morning Watch, experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ 2, week 6, the grace of God and the all-inclusive spirit. Saturday, related verses, 2 Corinthians 3, 8 through 18. How shall the ministry of the spirit not be more in glory? For if there is glory with the ministry of condemnation, much more the ministry of righteousness abounds with glory. For also that which has been glorified in this respect has not been glorified on account of the surpassing glory. For if that which was being done away with was through glory, much more that which remains is in glory. Therefore, since we have such hope, we use much boldness, and are not like Moses, who put a veil on his face so that the sons of Israel would not gaze at the end of that which was being done away with. But their thoughts were hardened, for until the present day, the same veil remains at the reading of the old covenant, it not being unveiled to them that the veil is being done away with in Christ. Indeed, unto this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. But whenever their heart turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. And the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. But we all with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit. Related reading. The life-giving Spirit is also the ministering Spirit. A ministry is produced in a person because Christ has been wrought into him for many years, not just overnight. The ministry is produced through years of the Lord's working, dealing, and building up bit by bit. Once something of Christ has been wrought into you, nothing can take it away. When you experience Christ through sufferings, the ministry of Christ with you is enriched, strengthened, and uplifted. Then what you speak comes out of your constitution, your very being. Paul ministered Christ so richly because something of Christ had been wrought into him and built into him to become one with him. Actually, Paul was the ministry. Not only his word, but also his person was the ministry. The ministry does not minister knowledge, doctrine, or the exposition of the Bible. It ministers the riches of Christ. The ministry of the Spirit imparts all that Christ is into us. The freedom mentioned in 2 Corinthians 3:17 is the freedom, the liberty from the letter of the law under the veil. The Spirit liberates us from the written code, the written regulations. The Judaizers knew the teachings and doctrines of the Old Testament, but these became layers of veils to them. They knew a lot, but they did not see anything. We need an unveiled face to see the glorious Christ. What we need today is not more knowing, but more seeing. We need to be unloaded and emptied so that we can freshly receive Christ himself in the newness of his living presence. As we behold Christ face to face, we mirror him and are being transformed into his image from one degree of glory to another degree. This is altogether from the Lord's Spirit. Thus, we have the liberation and the transformation. Transformation is not an outward change, but an inward metabolic change by the discharge of our old element and the infusion of the Lord's new element. 2 Corinthians concludes with Paul saying, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all." This is not a benediction, but a transmission. Love is the source, the fountain, Grace is the course, the spring, and the fellowship is the river, the flow, to transmit all that Christ is with all the fullness of God into us. God is love, and this love is being transmitted as grace to us by the Spirit who is the transmitter. All that God is as love is in Christ. Love is embodied in grace. Love is something in the heart, but grace is the expression of love. Grace comes out of love, and this grace is being transmitted into us by the Spirit. Love, grace, and fellowship are not three separate entities, but one thing in three stages. God is in Christ, and Christ is the Spirit. Christ is God's embodiment, and the Spirit is Christ's reality. The Spirit is the transmission of Christ, who is the embodiment of God. 2 Corinthians concludes with the transmitting, communicating, and flowing Spirit. We need the anointing Spirit, the sealing Spirit, the pledging Spirit, the writing Spirit, the life-giving Spirit, the ministering Spirit, the liberating Spirit, the transforming Spirit, and the transmitting, flowing Spirit.